Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Never Doubt God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today, I would like to make a Back to Basics program for you. I want to talk about stress management. I want to talk about Christian stress management, which is the best of all. In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus tells us to not worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink. He said, God knows what we need, and he's going to take care of us. That's basically what he said. Well, call came in from Houston, Texas, and Nate asks, how can I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? So he's asking, how do you do what Christ said? We're going to talk about that on today's program, how to raise your problems to God and not worry so much. Most of us don't know how to be aware of some issue without falling into worry about it. So today I want to talk about that. First of all, who am I? Well, my name is Roland, and I've been around on the radio now for, actually, this is my 35th year on the radio. I'm just, like I always say, I'm a man with a microphone. I don't have an organization. I'm a volunteer. My son volunteers his time. And that's it. Now, what is it that is causing all of your stress? Think about it. No, don't think about it. That's the problem we have. We spend too much time thinking about it. So don't think about it. Just sit quietly and listen to what I have to say to you. The main thing that stresses us is right between our own two ears. It's not, you've heard this many times. This is nothing new. People say it's not what happens to you so much as how you react to it. That we all know that. But the problem is, even though you know it, you still react anyway. And so the purpose of this program is to help you to stop reacting so much. Now, we know that faith is important. When you have faith in God, then you will have self-confidence and you will have patience. And when you have self-confidence and patience, then you can wait without anxiety for things to somehow work themselves out, which they do. So faith is an important thing. But the problem is, and you know that, and you want faith, but the problem is, the instant that you fall into worry, you have fallen away from what faith is all about. So I want to take today's program to see if I can make that crystal clear so you can see it, so you have an aha moment, which is what you need. You need an aha moment. And when you have the aha moment, if then you are receptive and you really and truly want to do the right thing, even though you don't know what the right thing is, but you want to do the right thing by others. What did Christ say? He said, love others as you love yourself. So if you really and truly want to do the right thing for others, you'll be able to implement the aha moment in your life. So let's talk about that. When we have faith, we are connected to our Creator. When you doubt what is true and what is right, then you become disconnected. Now, that was Adam's sin, wasn't it? He doubted what God said. God made crystal clear what would happen if Adam was to go ahead and eat that forbidden food, but Adam doubted it. But see, that's been our problem ever since, we humans who are In the lineage of Adam and Eve, we inherit his nature and we inherit the fruit of original sin. In other words, we're born doubters. We doubt and we want to have faith, but we doubt. I mean, people, they eat the wrong kind of food. They know it's not good for them, but they eat it anyway. People drink too much. They know they shouldn't, but they do anyway. They know what's going to happen, but they doubt what they know is true. Now, what's that all about? They doubt what they know is true, and doubting it, they fall away from what is true. So when you doubt God, you fall away from him.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
So when you doubt God, you fall away from him. So we know that. But here's something that maybe you never thought of before. And that is, when you become emotional and when you fall into thinking, you are also falling away from God. You are becoming separated from him. See, your relationship with God is a real thing. You know, I was listening to Chuck Swindoll, but he said something very interesting. He said, most of us go to church. He said, okay, we go to church, but shouldn't we live our life like we were in church every moment of the day, being amazed at the beauty of nature and marveling at the stars and the sun and the moon and the things God made, everything that he made, even the talents that people have to make an iPhone or something. He gave them those talents. So we admire our Creator. We love him. We think of him. And by thinking of him and admiring him and being in awe and wonder of all that he has done, that's worship. You see? But anyway, what I want to make the point is that a relationship with God is not something that is at some other time or some other place. It's right now. You're either connected to him and flowing from that connection, or you're disconnected. Now, you may not want to be disconnected. In fact, you don't want to be disconnected, but you become disconnected without even wanting to or realizing that you have been by making some mistakes. And all I'm trying to do in this program is to awaken you to see your mistake and not make it anymore. And that will help improve your relationship with God. Now, let's go over it one more time. When you fall away from whatever faith is, when you fall away from that higher abode, from that faith mindset, from that intimate connection with your Creator, when you fall into emotions, you have fallen away from it. Emotions take over. The lower rises. Your ego animal rises. And then what do? You fall into your thoughts, into planning and worrying and scheming and analyzing and reliving. See what I mean? And it's like a squirrel cage. And there you are, separated from faith. See, if you had faith, you wouldn't worry. If you had faith, you wouldn't doubt. Yeah, the doubt thoughts might be there, but you wouldn't pay attention to them. You wouldn't fall into them. So now, I'm going to give you the clue right now. During your lifetime, and you couldn't help it. Look, when you were a little kid, you were born into an imperfect world and imperfect parents. Maybe they did the best they could, but somehow they too had fallen. They too had become emotional. They too had been wounded, see? And so they too had issues, and they weren't totally grown up yet. And then they didn't do as well as they could have with you. And undoubtedly, they emotionalized you. And the other people around you and the other kids, they emotionalized you. And before you know it, you were very emotional. And those emotions rose up and pulled you down from your calm center of dignity. And things happened out in the world that were upsetting to you, and pretty soon you started to escape into thought. And everywhere you went, people told you that you should escape into thought, didn't they? They said you should study, analyze, you should memorize, you should stuff your brain with facts, figures, and formulas. And they gave you lots of things to read, and they told you to concentrate and study and memorize and take tests. See? So everywhere, the whole world seemed like it was determined to make you emotional and upset and pull you into thoughts down there. But I want to state it again. When you fall into thoughts, ipso facto, you have fallen away from faith. When you fall into emotion, you have fallen away from faith.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Thoughts rise up, emotions rise up, and pretty soon you're sinking in your thinking. Zig Ziglar, the motivational speaker, used to call it stinking thinking. Well, that's where you hide. And why do you hide in your thinking? Why do you hide in your emotions? Well, because when the emotions are gone, and for a moment, if you're not thinking about anything, then what? Then you start to feel antsy, nervous, irritable. Why? Because truth is dawning. Have you stayed with that? You would then realize, there we go. You wouldn't be thinking it, you would be realizing that you've kind of fallen away from what's right, from what you know in your heart, from being a real person, from your real path in life. Whatever you've become, it's because of what others have made of you. And realizing that is something that people don't want to do until they're ready to come back. Ready to come back. Come back to your Heavenly Father. So yeah, you've been hiding from Him in the foliage of your mind. You've been hiding in thoughts and emotions, see, and you've used other people and things as a distraction and as an entertainment to keep you away from the truth and from God. Now, you almost couldn't help doing it because you became wrong, and other people may see other people. They may not have wanted to make you wrong, but they did. They spoiled you. They catered to you. They pressured you. They built you up or knocked you down. See? And you resented them for that. See, that's the other problem. You resented other people for not having love for you. And so resenting other people, that's the other thing that separates you from God. So falling into your thinking, that becomes a substitute for realizing, and falling into thought, you fall away from faith. Falling into your emotions, you fall away from faith. resenting other people separates you from love. You see? So that's the reason why when you resent other people, then you yourself begin to feel empty. See, if you resent your dad, for example, a lot of kids, they resent their dad. And then they feel empty and they feel unloved. And then they have to look for something to fill the emptiness. So they look to other kids, or they look to food or to something. See, to try to fill the emptiness, but it doesn't really. So that's proof right there that resenting other people separates you from the love of God. See, that's it. It separates you from the love of God. So do you want to have faith? Do you want to have love for others and not feel empty yourself? Then all you need to do is find Him. Find that intimate relationship with Him, okay, real time, in the present moment. See, I'm speaking to you from the present. I'm not reading something that I wrote down. This is spontaneous. And I'm speaking to you from the present. And I'm calling you back to reality, where love is, where truth is, and where you encounter your Creator. All right. So now you see what the problem is. It's being emotional, falling into thought, excessive thought, and also becoming resentful, resenting other people, which is a kind of an emotion, is it? But just understand that any of those three, or all three of them, they often work together, separate you from love, from faith, and from your Creator. See, He's the source of love. He's the source of the presence in which you can have faith. Let me see if I can say this to you. Let's talk about truth for just a moment. God gives all of us intuition. He gives animals instincts, which serve the animal well, but He gives humans something far more wonderful, and it's called intuition. By intuition, you know what is right in your heart, or you can know, but you have to stay close to it. You have to find it and then stay close to it and then follow it. We could also use the term conscience. It's another word for intuition. Intuition becomes 20/20 hindsight when you don't follow it, when you know what's right, but instead you're selfish, or you do what other people tell you to, or you get angry. And then when it's all over, then your intuition comes back to you as guilt, as what we call conscience. See what I mean? So it's still there, but now it's showing you the right way, but you didn't follow it. So there's a disconnect. See, I think you get the idea. So intuition is what you need to be, to have. So look, here's a story for you. The other day I was talking to a man, and we started talking about red light runners. And he said, you know, he said the other day, he said, I was at a stoplight and the light turned green. And he said, for some reason, I didn't go right away. He said, I usually do. He said, but for some reason, I didn't go right away. And a red light runner went flying by at a high rate of speed. And he said, if I had gone, it wouldn't have been good. If I had gone right away, it wouldn't have been good. So why didn't he go right away? It has something to do with intuition. He sensed, he had a hunch. And it was wordless, but it saved him. You understand? So in my mind, I was thinking that God's looking out for him. See, we've all had those experiences. Well, that's part of intuition. That's part of that, of, see, you want to be close to that all the time. Einstein, how did he realize the things that he did? It was intuition. See? And the same thing with anybody else who's ever done anything creative, and all the great explorers, and all the great discoverers, and all the great scientists, it's intuition. So you need to get close to your intuition. Because it's from God. It's his gift to you. So when do you fall away from intuition? When you fall into thoughts, into thinking and planning and scheming and trying to figure things out and dredging up something from the past or what somebody else said or what you read somewhere or what you memorized. Instead, let it be spontaneous. Realize.
Do you understand that there's a kingdom of heaven where God will take care of you? A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. In Luke chapter 12, verse 27, Christ said, "Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, how much more will he clothe you? You have fallen far away from the kingdom of heaven, and all you know is doubting, planning and scheming, thinking over the mistakes you made, and looking for a way not to make any more mistakes. Where do you find God's kingdom? You find it within." Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
How do we realize the greatness of God and the wonders of creation? It's like awe and wonder. You had that when you were a little child. You don't have it so much anymore. Why? Because you fell away from it. And how did you fall away from it? You became emotional, resentful. You fell into thoughts. See? So now what do you do about it? Well, number one, you just realize that what I said is true. And if you want to come back to conscience, you want to come back to intuition, you want to come back to knowing what's right, maybe with your kids now, maybe communication is not good, maybe with your partner, communication is not so good. Well, you need intuition. You need wordless guidance from your Creator. See? You need his help, in other words. And somehow, you also realize that you haven't had love. All you've had is impatience. And when you were impatient with other people, you felt guilty and you tried to be nice. But see, you want love. So you want all those things, you have to find him. And it's a little humbling to see that you've messed everything up, that you haven't had love. See? But now you realize that you couldn't help yourself. You were born into a fallen world in a fallen family, and it wasn't long when you were a little kid that you started to lose what you had once had. But now you can refine it. That's the good part. So how do you do that? Well, number one, realize that what I've said is true. Number two, realize the importance of remaining calm. See, you don't have to get all angry over everything. You don't have to get all upset over things. You don't have to, you know, drum up a big head of steam to do anything. So to the extent that you can be calm, not lost in your emotions, that's good. Then secondly, you have to see that resentment cuts you off from your Creator. It cuts you off from love. So you have to stop resenting other people. Realize that they're struggling too. You're struggling. Look, you've done some things you shouldn't have done, but you didn't want to do them, but you did them. Well, they're the same way. They didn't really want to hurt you, but they couldn't stop themselves. Nobody had love for them, so forgive. Let it go. Make what they did unimportant. overlook, be more forgiving. It's all the same thing as saying, let go of resentment. Okay? And then the next thing you need to do is to watch out for falling into excessive thought. When you fall into worrying, well, that's not faith. All right, but once you've fallen into it, it's kind of hard to pull yourself out. So the best thing is to find a way that when you start to catch yourself worrying, and snap out of it. When you catch yourself daydreaming, snap out. When you find yourself trying to pre-plan some conversation that you're going to have and what you're going to say and everything, realize that that's what you're doing. You're playing God. And just snap out of it. And when you notice doubts, doubts about God, doubts about what's right, those doubts rise, just watch them. Don't fall into them. Just watch them. And they'll go away. And when they rise again, watch them and they'll go away. So you don't have to interact with them. You don't have to fall into them. You don't have to struggle with them. You don't have to give in to them. Just watch them. Keep snapping out. Stand back. Take a middle step back and watch. See? So, yeah, there can be doubts there. There could be that's going on, but you're not a part of it. Your soul is separate from it. See? It's beautiful.
Email Roland now at roland@sheddingshackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.